This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is coming along to 5:08 on the evening edition with Lynn and Sharmila, and it's time now for Pulpit Parliament, where we're bringing you the updates from the third day of the special parliament sitting. And just a spoiler alert, you may be pleased to know that there was actual discussion today.
Yes, indeed. But first up, we are still in emergency ordinance territory. Today, Puchong MP Gobind Singh Dio and Sepang MP Mohammad Hanipa Maidin filed motions to refer the Law Minister, Dato' Sri Thakurin Hassan, to the Committee of Privileges for essentially misleading Parliament with his statement that the ordinances had been revoked. So Deputy Speaker Mohammad Rashid Hasnun said that the Speaker's office will respond to this matter later.
I don't know what later means, to be honest. At the moment, later seems to all mean next Monday, but we'll see. Moving on, however, to the major highlight of the day, Mufti Minister Khairi Jamaluddin gave a briefing on the national COVID-19 vaccination program. So he gave a rundown of the vaccine rollout, some updates. Currently, 61.7% of the entire population of our country have signed up, but this is still below the 80% target set by the government. And for context, so you know who's within that 61.7%, 80.5% of the national adult population have registered, along with 89% of senior citizens.
And following that, Khairi also revealed that there are now over 2,000 vaccination centres or PPVs that are operating nationwide. He explained that the government has mobilised enough volunteers to carry out the programme. And essentially, the main factor behind how quickly our vaccines are being delivered is how soon we receive them from the supplying companies.
Now, that said, Khairi pointed out that there was a record number of daily vaccinations achieved yesterday. That's more than 553,000 shots in a day. And he also quoted Oxford University's Our World in Data website, saying that Malaysia currently has one of the highest rates of daily vaccinations per capita in the world.
Kadar vaksinasi harian juga telah mencatatkan jumlah tertinggi pada hari semalam, apabila 553,871 dos berjaya diberikan di seluruh Malaysia. Catatan semalam juga menyaksikan pemberian vaksin harian mencapai angka melebihi 500,000 suntikan bagi dua hari berturut-turut. Pada hari Isnin yang lepas, yang lalu, 521,000 dos vaksin telah diberikan. Tuan dan Tua, berdasarkan statistik yang dikeluarkan menerusi laman web Our World in Data yang dikendalikan oleh University of Oxford, sekarang ini kadar vaksinasi harian per capita di Malaysia adalah antara yang terpantas di seluruh dunia.
On another note, Khairi did say that the details of all expenditures and agreements involved in the vaccine programs will be laid out and presented to the Public Accounts Committee.
Tuan dan Tua, pelaksanaan PIK memperuntukkan suatu perbelanjaan yang besar kepada negara. Sudah pastinya jumlah peruntukan sebanyak 5.8 bilion ini menimbulkan persoalan tentang bagaimana wang ini telah dan akan dibelanjakan. Berkenaan dengan perkara ini, Jawatan Kuasa Kira-Kira Wang Negara, PAC, telah mengadakan prosiding sebanyak dua kali, yang mana pada kali pertama pada 5 Januari yang lalu, Menteri Kesihatan dan saya telah memberi keterangan. Dan sekali lagi, pada hari semalam, saya sekali lagi telah pun memberikan keterangan di hadapan ahli-ahli PAC. Untuk makluman ahli-ahli Muhammad, di dalam prosiding PAC ini, dokumen perjanjian perolehan vaksin, butiran perbelanjaan bagi PIK, termasuk harga pembelian setiap jenis vaksin, telah pun saya dedahkan kepada Jawatan Kuasa Kira-Kira Wang Negara. Selain daripada PAC, pada hari Jumaat yang lepas, Timbalan Ketua Setiausaha Mosti juga telah memberikan keterangan kepada prosiding Jawatan Kuasa Pilihan Khas Kesihatan, Sains dan Inovasi. Bagi memastikan ketelusan dan keterbukaan PIK, taklimat telah pun diberikan kepada Ahli Parlimen dan saya memberi jaminan bahawa segala perbelanjaan dan segala perjanjian yang dilaksanakan dalam perolehan vaksin dan pelaksanaan PIK akan saya terus bentangkan kepada PAC tanpa apa-apa gangguan.
So that was Mufti Minister Khairi Jamaluddin, and there he added that the ministry has also given its statement to the Parliament Special Select Committee on Health, Science and Innovation.
So after that, MPs took turns to respond to the briefing, and I think as you'd expect, they raised a whole bunch of points. Firstly, several opposition MPs brought up the investigation of doctors involved in the Hartel doctor contract strike. Kulimbanda Baru MP Datuk Saifuddin Nasution Ismail said that he received a call from a lawyer last night telling him that police were investigating doctors at the MAPES quarantine centre, and this allegedly took place at midnight while the doctors were on duty. And all this despite the assurance from Health Minister Dr. Adam Baba yesterday that no action would be taken against the doctors involved in the strike.
Dr. Speaker, saya baru menerima satu kenyataan daripada seorang peguam. Walaupun floor ini bercakap tentang vaksin, tapi saya rasa tersentuh bila mendengar bagaimana seorang peguam malam tadi terpaksa bergegas ke PKRC MAEPS sebab pengarah PKRC MAEPS itu buat aduan. Masa hartal oleh doktor, dia buat aduan polis, report polis. Polis datang soal siasat doktor tu. Pukul berapa dia datang? Pukul 12 malam. Berapa lama dia soal siasat? 4 jam sampai 4 pagi. 12 malam hingga 4 pagi, doktor tu kan sedang menjalankan tugas mereka untuk menguruskan pesakit. Jadi saya fikir ini satu perkataan aja, intimidasi. Saya fikir perkara ini harus dihentikan. Jaminan daripada Menteri Kesihatan dan Menteri Dalam Negeri. Jangan lagi rosakkan semangat dan moral pasukan doktor sini. Cukuplah.
Kena minta maaf. Menteri Dalam Negeri kena minta maaf.
Datuk Speaker, dengan izin the doctors, Datuk Speaker, dengan izin, the doctors are already mentally and physically exhausted. Please stop treating them like a criminal.
That was Kulim Bandar Baru MP Datuk Saifuddin Nasution Ismail. And moving on from that, several MPs also highlighted the shortage of basic supplies at vaccination centres. Things like photocopy machines, laptops, even stationery. And here's Datuk Saifuddin again sharing observations from his constituency in Kedah.
Seorang yang masuk ke PPV untuk ambil suntikan di lengan, dia kena isi 5 borang. Kalau di Kulim yang telah daftar sekarang ni 180,000. Targetnya 225,000. Sekarang dah 180,000, agak tinggi. Tapi kalau ada satu borang, satu orang 5, itu dah juta ni. Tapi tak termasuk dalam checklist, bajet, sebab kecil sangat dia rasa. Tapi itu merimaskan. Akibatnya petugas kesihatan sebelum pergi ke PPV, terpaksa fotokopi dulu borang. Jadi satu kerja pada dia. Contoh, kadang logistik seperti komputer, tak cukup. Coolant, penting tu. Tak cukup. Jadi saya percaya sebahagian daripada ahli-ahli parlimen yang sempat melawat ke PPV, antara perkara awal yang pasukan perubatan minta, boleh tak bagi sumbangan ke perkara ini? Mesin fotokopi, laptop, komputer, stationery. Jadi Yang Berhormat Menteri, bajetnya kan besar, 300 juta. Jadi tolong facilitate supaya biar mereka tumpu kepada memberi khidmat terbaik. Jangan sulitkan mereka dengan perkara-perkara yang kecil ini.
That was Kulim Bandar Baru MP Datuk Saifuddin Nasution Ismail again, calling for the government to address these shortages with funds from the budget allocated for logistical needs at vaccination centres.
So another MP who spoke about this was Kota Belud representative Isna Raisah Munirah Majlis. She asked for a special allocation for rural hospitals and clinics that are administering vaccines so that they can cover the cost for items like tents and chairs and blood pressure machines.
Bolehkah saya cadangkan juga untuk dimasukkan dalam ucapan Yang Berhormat Kulim Bandar Baru agar setiap hospital ataupun pejabat kesihatan daerah terutamanya di luar bandar untuk diberikan satu dana khas yang terus kepada mereka supaya mereka dapat urus terutamanya dari segi logistik yang seperti YB Kulim Bandar Baru cakap tadi, bukan sahaja dari segi logistik, kadang-kadang kemah, kerusi untuk set up PPV untuk outreach program untuk diberikan vaksin, kadang-kadang bukan saja kerusi roda, alat untuk menjaga cek tekanan darah pun kadang-kadang diminta daripada kita semua. Jadi saya cadangkan satu dana khas terus diberikan kepada hospital-hospital ataupun pejabat kesihatan daerah, terus kepada mereka. Terima kasih.
That was Kota Belud MP Isna Raisah Munirah Majlis speaking about the shortage of supplies at vaccination centres. And, you know, this actually is quite interesting. We'd like to know if this is something you've noticed. If you have thoughts to share, have you personally witnessed a shortage of supplies at vaccination centres? Let us know. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Now, still on vaccines, Simpang Renggam MP Dr. Mazli Malik, also, of course, the former education minister, brought up the urgency of vaccinating not just teachers, but everyone in the education ecosystem, such as bus drivers, canteen operators. He also suggested administering vaccines at schools without the staff having to go to PPVs, and also to complete this process before schools reopen.
Tadi kita tahu ramai di antara rakan-rakan MP yang membicarakan tentang bilangan guru yang divaksin. Tetapi kalau kita bicarakan tentang sekolah, ekosistem pendidikan bukan hanya berkisar pada guru semata-mata. Kaki tangan sekolah, pekerja kantin, pengawal keselamatan, pemandu bas dan termasuk murid-murid. Mereka ini perlu diberikan perhatian dan perlu diberikan vaksin. Soalannya, apakah pelan kerajaan untuk memberikan vaksin kepada seluruh ekosistem warga pendidikan ini? Cadangan saya, berikan vaksin kepada sekolah-sekolah tanpa perlu mereka pergi ke PPV. Bawa vaksin ke sekolah-sekolah untuk warga pendidikan diberikan vaksin keseluruhannya sebelum memulakan persekolahan.
That was former Education Minister Dr. Mazli Malik speaking, of course, about a subject that has been brought up multiple times, the need to really look at everyone involved in the education ecosystem, right, and prioritize them when it comes to vaccination. Now, he also wrapped up by asking why the Education Ministry and the Ministry of Higher Education weren't included in the agenda of briefing sessions in the current sitting, despite the fact that they are really facing huge challenges right now.
So I think the question there in part is also whether or not you think education should have been placed higher on the agenda in Parliament. We've heard ad nauseum now about the emergency ordinances, and that was, I guess, in the government's view, resolved on the first day, not so much from the rest of the hall. But presumably, when talking about COVID-19, right, and not just talking about vaccinations and the like, we have to think about the industries and sectors affected. Education is among them. Would you like to have seen education discussed a little bit more? Again, you can let us know. Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, outside the Dewan, Segambut MP Hannah Yeo held a press conference with suggestions for the National Security Council on COVID-19 SOPs. First, she said that the SMS platform should be used to inform the public on updated information. For example, clear instructions on what people need to do when a family member tests positive.
Saya rasa mereka perlu sekarang gunakan SMS MKN ini untuk mendidik ataupun mengajar ibu bapa ataupun ahli keluarga yang didapati positif. Perlu tak anak-anak buat test? Nak kuarantin berapa lama? Perlu pakai gelang? Kalau nak buat CAC assessment online macam mana? Semua ini info dia tak ada melalui SMS MKN. Saya rasa mereka boleh gunakan SMS MKN dengan lebih efektif untuk bantu.
Really, as someone who gets those messages a little too often, and then I'm often misled to realize I don't need the information that's in there, I heartily support actually sending out information that's helpful. Hannah also said that the SOPs need to be updated and emphasized on the importance of ventilation. So she pointed out that just taking temperatures at premises is really not enough because many people don't exhibit fever as a symptom despite testing positive.
Bila COVID mula melanda tahun 2019, kita semua diminta untuk cek suhu badan. Alat memeriksa suhu badan semua kedai dia beli, dia pasang di semua pintu masuk. Dan kita paksa gerai-gerai kecil pun buat yang sama. Tapi kalau kita lihat kes positif hari ini, kebanyakan mereka langsung tidak memiliki simptom. Tetapi malangnya, rakyat diperbodohkan kerana mereka masih diminta untuk cek suhu badan. Tapi simptom baru semua dah tak ada demam. Okay, jadi kita tak memperbaharui SOP ini. Dan di kalangan masyarakat, kalau kita lihat, kesian. Mereka masih ikut buta-buta. Mereka akan ingat, kalau saya tak ada demam, saya cek suhu badan, SOP kata tak ada demam, okeylah saya selamat. Tak semestinya. Okay, so it gives people a false sense of security.
That was Segambut MP Hannah Yeo. And speaking about really whether we need better communication when it comes to SOPs, whether they need to be updated. And we'd love to hear from you on this. Do you think our SOPs need to be updated? And should the government be stepping up its communications when it comes to these SOPs? Whether through those SMSs or some other way, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Now, finally, there was a proposal for the Dewan Rakyat proceedings to be extended beyond 5:30 for the rest of the sitting. And this was raised by the MP for Hang Tuah Jaya, Datuk Sri Shamsul Iskandar, as he said that there isn't enough time in the 5-day sitting to cover the ground they have to. However, the Speaker declined, saying that the risk for COVID-19 infections within Parliament remains high. So we are going to see the status quo of 5:30 at least for the sitting.
And that's all we have for Popay Popay Parliament today. Let us know if you have thoughts on what was covered, whether on the investigation of contract doctors who participated in the strike on Monday, or the shortage of basic supplies at vaccination centres. And of course, we also spoke about really placing education on the parliamentary agenda and the need to update our SOPs.
Keep those thoughts coming. As we've been saying, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back tomorrow, of course, with more Popit Popit Parliament. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.